This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
It's time for the Swain Event.
Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event. Fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give it to his mouth and a Rick Flair.
Swain Event and SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. It is Friday. Woo, woo.
It's Friday. Friday.
It's Friday. 865-200-5503, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Again, 865-200-5503. Swain Event TV, driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. SwainEvent.com is where you can stream us live on your desktop or on your laptop there. Swain Event app is free for Android, Apple devices. And the 850 AM, 100.9 FM, Rocky Top Sports is where you can find us on the radio dial. Ben McKee, Charlie Burris, good morning, individuals.
Good morning, individual.
What's up?
I'm very excited this morning for two reasons.
Are you excited?
I'm excited. For two reasons. One, New Music Friday is blessing us with great music today. And two, I feel vindicated. You know, Tennessee fans felt vindicated with the whole updated Greg Schiano situation in Ohio State on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I feel vindicated because Alvin Kamara is out here in the streets, hanging out in Drake's music videos. And you know what that tells me?
Oh, my gosh.
If Drake is good for Alvin, is good enough for Alvin, Drake should be good enough for you, Jason Swain. So I feel vindicated. I don't feel like I'm on my own pedestal anymore.
Hey. Hey, man. I don't have a problem with Drake. I just think his music is I think his music is a little soft. It's not for everyone. He is not for everyone, but he's great, man. He does a great job. Alvin is already connected to the music game because of, you know, his relationship with the Migos and him being from Atlanta. So I'm not surprised. Listen, now when I was training and got a chance to spend some time in Atlanta in 2007, Jay Wade and I had an opportunity to be in the T.I. music video, Big Things Poppin'. The only reason why Jay Way was in it and I was not in it because the Chicago Bears camp reported a week earlier than the Rams camp. So Wade reported a week after I did. And so Wade was still in Atlanta. I had to go. And Wade was in the Big Things Poppin' video, 2007, with T.I. Back when T.I. was hot. Now, he's still hot, but this is when he was hot on fire. And Jonathan Wade, former Vol, was in the T.I. music video. So, it's about who you know, but hey, Alvin Kamara is a man. He is that dude, and just happy for him. It's fun to follow him on Twitter, too.
Alvin's found a way to be almost like a, I don't know if a fashion icon is the right word. He is a fashionable guy. Like, he's a figure, almost.
He's a cultural figure.
Yeah, like a cultural touchstone, kind of.
He's the type of guy where you'll see him in a Drake music video, and then next week we'll see him in a Madonna music video.
Yeah.
And then the week after that, we'll see him in, like, Taylor Swift. And the week after that, we'll see him in Amigos video.
He's an eclectic guy.
You can throw him in any brick room and he'll stick to the wall.
You know why? Because he is comfortable in his own skin.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
That is why people love Kamara. That is why success will not get to his head. He's going to stay grounded. He's going to continue to work hard. And good things happen for people like that. He's just a good dude. And he's made of the right stuff. And I'm just so happy for him and where he is. because I'm sure there was doubts. I'm sure there's a lot of dark moments, a lot of moments where he didn't think football would be a part of his life. And man, is it? I mean, he makes me want to wear Adidas because, you know, I just love supporting him. I'm so glad that Tennessee got a chance to get him. And again, just man, just I'm excited for him entering his second season. Looking forward to another Pro Bowl year. But sorry, Ben, I will not be jumping on the Drake bandwagon like that. I'm not part of the fan club like you, Ben. I think you like the president or something.
I am. How did you know?
You're the Drake president. What?
And since I am the president, I do have a seat next to me with your name on it. I'm just waiting for you to shift gears and jump sides. I also have a seat waiting on Charlie. Charlie is a little closer to it than you are. But I have two seats on the board waiting for you, the vice president and the assistant to the vice president, Mr. Dwight Schrute.
I'm good. Let's go to the B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. This morning, we have a new champion of the world, the B-Dry Waterproofing Hour 1 champion, Jacob. Good morning, Jacob.
What's up, man?
What's up? Good morning.
Hey, I'm in a good mood this morning. I'm headed back to Tennessee, so I'm ready to be there.
Well, that's probably...
I got a question, but since college football is so serious right now over this Urban Meyer thing, I figure I'd lighten the mood a little bit this morning. I got a great T-shirt idea.
Okay.
It needs to read, "The butchering is over. Now let's prove it."
Okay. All right. You put that out, man. You put that out. That's your idea. We don't want to steal that one.
I'm trying to do that. But what I call it is, I was just curious, you know, is our offensive line going to be strong enough to where we can actually get the run game going and kind of mix up plays? Because the last couple of years have just been so predictable.
It's a great question.
I think if they stay healthy, they can.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if Chance Hall comes back and returns to his freshman form, because him and Jack Jones, as a true freshman there in 2015 against Alabama, is one of the big reasons they were able to stay in that game is the way they played tough football. So I think if they stay healthy, they can.
They have the dudes to be serviceable, for sure, to make it work. But exactly like Ben is saying, I mean, not only do they have to stay healthy, a lot of these guys have to grow. Like a Drew Richmond, has to be better. Drew Richmond has to be better than how he's been. You know, there's factors like that. They have the dudes to be good enough, but it's just the utilization of those guys. That's what it's going to come down to.
My answer is just yes. My answer is flat out yes, because I think about Brandon Kennedy, who is good enough to play on 90% of college football teams, was sitting behind All-American there, Alabama. And then I look at Trey Smith, if you do have to play him at guard, and we'll talk about Trey Smith because Coach Pruitt talked about him, his position being predicated on their needs as a unit. If Trey Smith is playing guard, Brandon Kennedy playing center, why can't you run the football? I think Tennessee will be able to run the football. We'll be able to be multiple, have a fullback, have a lead blocker with a tight end. So yes, I will say yes. And health obviously factors into that, but I will say yes.
Well, that'd be a breath of fresh air then.
Well, you're telling me. And listen, they ran the ball well, you know, the last couple of years. Now, last year, offensively, they were just terrible. But it's not like the running game has been just trash. It's been passive. You're going east to west. We need more north to south. We need more, you know, grinding and wearing down the defense so that way we get to the fourth quarter, we can pull away. We need more. You know, 4-yard gains, you know, 5-yard gains, giving the defense enough time to make adjustments, enough time to catch their breath on the sideline. So it'll be just a different success running the football. Did have success last year, but you did have success, you know, Jalen Hurd and Alvin Kamara, those boys.
Yeah.
But I'm answering your question by just saying yes.
I think we all got tired of seeing these little short passes where on third down we didn't even throw it to the first down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that can be that can be sometimes, you know, frustrating, and sometimes you just you don't understand why you do that. But I remember sitting in offensive meeting rooms with Coach Cutt and Trooper Taylor telling us, sometimes you're going to get the ball thrown to you under the sticks. What are you going to do? You got to make a guy miss and pick up the first down. You got to be smart. So, you know, when you run a passing play, you're going to have, you know, balance on the football field. You can't have everyone running at 10 yards or 5 yards. You're going to have someone deep. You're going to have someone intermediate. You're going to have someone short. And you got to throw it to the open guy. And then at the open guy, if it's third down 10 and you catch it at 8, well, you have to be the 4 or 5-star recruit we brought you in to be. That's when you have to be a player. Make a guy miss, lean forward. Even if you get tackled as soon as you catch the ball, at least fall forward for another yard and a half or so. Craig Fitzgerald, you know, made you lift all those weights. At least drag him for a yard or two and pick up the first down. So you can't draw it up like a video game all the time. You're going to have to make a guy miss. But play calling is so important. So I think it's overrated sometimes too, because people automatically think that it's the play call that gets it done. It's the players and them being smart, and them being, you know, them being good too. And Clay Helton, oh my God, Tyson Helton said that yesterday during his media availability.
You mentioned the play call. Jason Brown hit on that in the Last Chance U documentary. There was a play where Rakeem Boyd takes one. He was trying to just run out the clock before halftime, and Rakeem Boyd just takes one, I believe it was like 96 yards to the house, and that makes the play calling look better, but when in reality, that was all Rakeem Boyd being able to get to the outside and take it to the house.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I like what he said about that. He said if the players believe in you, they'll run through a wall no matter how far they got to get.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and we're gonna talk about that in great detail when it comes to Chris Rump too today. So, Jacob, thanks so much for the phone call, man. Have a great
weekend. Appreciate it, man. Y'all have a good day.
You too. I remember in 2006 we played Cal, and you know we were up by a lot of points, and I think there was like a TV timeout or maybe a timeout where we had an extended amount of time, and we were having fun. We was really feeling ourselves, and we were in the huddle. And I want to say the quarterback was talking to the coach on the sideline, and we had not gotten in play yet. And I remember us in the huddle talking, and we were like, man, we don't care what play we're going to get. We scoring next play. Y'all hear me? It don't matter what play it is, we're going to score. Dive, long pass, it doesn't matter. We're scoring. Y'all up for it? Yeah, let's do it. The play comes in. It's a simple off-tackle play to Montario Hardesty. Do we remember that play? It was a play where Montario broke like 20 tackles and scored a touchdown. It was that play. It was that exact play. We were in the huddle right before the snap of the football. We didn't care what play it was. We said we were going to score. That was Montario Hardesty being a second-round NFL draft pick a couple years later. That was Montario. That wasn't the play call. And sometimes you're going to have play calls like that. Sometimes you're going to have the perfect play call, and dude's going to mess it up. He's going to mess it up because he's not good enough. You put the wrong dude in that situation. It's the guy. It's not the play call. And sometimes you're going to have a bad play call, and the player's going to bail you out because he's made 2 or 3 dudes miss because he's special. So sometimes play call can be overrated. All right, let's keep it going, and let's bring in Andy. Andy, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Friday. Happy Friday to you, Andy. How does it feel to be second today?
I ain't nothing wrong with that.
All right, Butch Jones. All right, man. What's on your mind, Andy?
Well, you know, the Jeremy Pruitt press conference today, it gives me chill bumps. Just, I don't know, every time Pruitt talks, it just gives me chill bumps.
Really? Wow.
I'm like, every time I more believe that we can go 10-2.
What?
That's just like the coordinator.
What games are we losing in that 10-2?
I don't know if we can beat Auburn. I don't know if we can beat Alabama. Georgia, I think we'll demolish Georgia. I just don't think Georgia's doing anything. Florida, I think they're just junk. I just think they're just going to be trash this year. Sorry to say that, but, you know, it's like Chris Rump said, Dan Mullen ain't building nothing, so I don't blame him for leaving one bit.
Did Chris Rump say that?
Bold.
Who said that today? He basically said
today?
That Dan Mullen wanted him to stay, but he said that he felt like that Dan Mullen was not building nothing, so he said he was leaving.
Now Ben stood in Chris Rump's face yesterday and listened to the whole thing. Now,
listened
Ben
to all 16 minutes and 54 seconds, and then last night as I was watching my Yankees get demolished by the Red Sox, I transcribed for 2.5 hours the entire interview.
Woof.
Andy, and I don't mean to burst your bubble, but Chris Rump did not say that.
No, wait a minute. I like Andy's version.
I do. I mean, I do, too.
I mean, yeah, that's a great quote if it happened.
I like Andy's version because, I mean, that's some trash talk. I mean, I like that. That makes the rivalry game that much better. I like your version, Andy.
One more thing. Congratulations, Ben, on your success.
Thank you, Andy.
Also, I think a lot of people are underestimating Jonathan Combo. I've always liked Jonathan Combo. He just looks like a King Kong version, so to say. And I really think this year he's going to unleash Immortal Batman on the whole SEC.
Andy, you are freaking fired up, man. You know what? I like that, Andy. You are fired up, Andy. Andy!
These are the kind of preseason hot takes I'm looking for right here.
Andy, you are fired up, man. You are going to crush today. You fired up, brother. I like it. I like it, Andy.
I will hopefully see y'all Sunday.
All right, Andy. Be careful on the road, man. Who is more fired up than Andy right now? Andy's so fired up, he don't know what day it is.
Literally.
He's talking about the press conference from today.
Now I
He's talking about Chris Rump talking about Dan Mullen today. Did Chris Rump wake up trash-talking Dan Mullen?
I mean, the 5 a.m. press conference we all missed?
Is that what happened? Did he just roll out of bed just talking trash about Dan Mullen?
Did Andy bug Chris Rump's house and listen to his conversation with his wife this morning?
I mean, woo!
You know, honey, Dan Mullen. He wasn't building anything special. I had to get out of there.
Yeah,
he wanted to get it on over to Tennessee.
Yeah, he wanted the coaches to dress up in Halloween costumes.
I ain't got time for that.
For the team meet, I can't be doing that.
I'm just a country boy from South Carolina. We don't do that in South Carolina.
He wanted me to bend down and take some pictures with the recruits with gold teeth in their mouth. My knee's too bad for that. I can't do that.
They wanted my moose knuckles showing. I ain't got time for that.
Oh, man. Dude, Andy's fired up, man. Andy said 10-2.
It's a great call.
I think 10-2 was the highlight of that.
I love it, man.
10-2. Jonathan Kongbo's taking the lead by
demolishing Georgia.
Storm.
I like it. And Florida's going to be trash, which, hey, I mean.
Nah, I could see that one, though.
They may be. Dan Mullen doesn't even know what type of gun policy he's implementing down there in Florida. He's like, you know, we don't like guns, but, I mean, it just depends on the situation. I mean, dude.
If you really need it, have it in your back seat. That's all I'm saying, okay?
His players are talking about guns that you shoot, and Dan Mullen thinks they're talking about, like, running in the gun on offense.
Yeah, just keep going, you know.
What a call.
Little Lyle down there. Just keep it going. But, man, Andy pumps me up today.
Now, I can understand why Andy said the press conference was today because he works overnight, so it might have been today for him.
Andy's fired up, though.
He hasn't gone to sleep yet, so technically, you know,
yesterday
mentally,
is still today.
To him.
I bet Andy got a lot of people in trouble in middle school.
I bet Andy still gets a lot of people in trouble.
Because Andy will go back to his friends and be like, hey, man, you know, Dwayne said something about your mama.
And then he'll go to Dwayne and be like, you know, Charlie was talking about your mama.
Uh-huh. He said your mama looked like a man. Mm-hmm. Mustache and all, man.
And he was the type of guy that probably started food fights in middle school.
Oh, yeah. Now, he would throw the food at someone. The person would turn around. And he'd
be like, it was that guy.
It was that guy. I didn't do it. It
wasn't me.
Food. I don't even touch food. I don't eat food.
I don't eat. I'm an android.
I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Andy, you know what Andy needs to do? He needs to be a boxing promoter or MMA promoter.
Truth.
Andy can be like Don King. And just make up stuff to get two people fighting.
It'd be like DJ Khaled. Just be in the background saying stuff.
Be the best instigator. Yo, Dan Mullen. Chris Rump said you ugly. And you can't coach. Yeah. And you got terrible taste in shoes. Mm-hmm. I heard it with my own two ears. I heard it. Andy is fired up. 865-255-03. Be right back.
By Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Get ready for a better school year by shopping the Back to School Sale at Better Mattress happening now. Whether you're a parent or a student, you know a good night's sleep makes a difference in your day. Whether it's the patience to sit in school traffic or the concentration you need to pass your test, a better night's sleep is super important for the whole household. Right now, choose a twin, full, or queen bundle deal, all starting at just $379. The Back to School Bundle Deal from Better Mattress is everything you need in one stop for a better night's sleep. Get a mattress, box spring, frame, sheets, and a memory foam pillow, all delivered for free, starting at just $379. You choose the size twin, full, or queen, the price stays the same. We know one size doesn't fit all. Over a dozen different mattresses qualify for this offer. Have a better school year this year. Get the Better Mattress Back to School Bundle Deal while supplies last. Tell them Seth sent you and ask to try my mattress. Don't wait. Shop now. Chat live with a representative at bedrmattress.com. Good night. Just got better.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jared Castile with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jared Castile is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jared, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jared Castile a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jared Castile and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken, not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible, but remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
Is more fired up than Andy? That answer is no one. Andy is fired up, and hey, I'm fired up too. Today's the first day of Tennessee football. The season starts today.
It's back.
For some.
Now,
some, it could be the first game of the season.
Yeah. Now, I had this conversation with somebody the other day that they're kind of not as excited about the season because of everything that went down with Butch Jones, John Curry, Beverly Davenport. My question is, for those who weren't, it's kind of hard for them to get into this season because of everything that has happened over the last year. With it being the first day of practice, are you excited now? Does the fact that practice is in the air, football is right around the corner, does that change things for you? Or are you a little bit more excited about the season?
Wait, did you ask the people if they are excited?
Excited.
I mean, are we talking about excited? Or are we talking Jeremy Pruitt excited? Because there's a difference.
We're talking excited.
I mean,
I'm ready to get out there on the football field.
Hey,
if
we're talking Jeremy Pruitt excited, then I don't see how you can't be. I don't see how you can't be. I mean, there's a lot of people who have fought trying to not get themselves pumped up for Tennessee football because they've been let down in previous years. But some of them people, they cannot help it. Can't help it. Can't help it. Especially when you hear dudes like Chris Rump talk about his job as an assistant coach. It's hard not to get pumped up when you hear other assistants talk about, you know, their role inside this football program. When you know that fall camp is starting today, when you look at pictures of our guys and you see the difference in just a few months that they've made with their bodies. I mean, it's hard not to get a little bit excited. Maybe you can do that. I'm excited to see, because I remember being in this position. I remember losing in 05 and being absolutely embarrassed to walk around the city of Knoxville. Embarrassed to go home. Embarrassed to let anyone know I play football in Tennessee. And it motivated me to kind of get out of my comfort zone and not only demand more of myself, but start demanding more of my peers. And that's always hard to do. It forces you to be a leader when you are encountered with adversity. Yeah, you may not ever change a tire. You may not know how to change a tire. But if your tire messes up on the side of the road, and you're on the side of the road, and they say, well, we can't be there for another 3 hours. You going to sit there for 3 hours?
No.
Or you going to figure it out, try to change that tire?
I'm going to get on Google and YouTube and figure out how to change that tire.
Adversity brings something out of you. You don't think you can do it. Oh, man, I've never changed a tire. But either you sit on the road or you figure it out so you can get to your destination. And that's kind of how I was when we went 5-6 is I just did my thing. I just did my business. I just worried about myself. But that wasn't good enough. I had to get out of my comfort zone. I had to be more vocal. I had to do more. I had to worry about if I go out to the club, you know, I gotta have a bottle of water in my hand because the freshman may see me and think that it's okay just to get wild because look at the older guy, he has a drink. So, I mean, I was more conscious. And I think adversity is going to do a lot for these guys. And I'm curious and excited to see these guys bounce back. I really am. Everybody's counting them out.
I'm hyped in a general sense because football's awesome. You know, there's that factor. But I think about how much of that has to occur. And by that, you know, what you're talking about, these guys taking everything that they've gone through and using it to get better. It's essentially the entire team at every position, everywhere, that has to do that. It's a lot to ask. I don't want to be pessimistic, but there is that in the back of my mind always with this team. Until I see that they've, you know, maybe gotten over that hurdle. You know, maybe they come out of West Virginia and they just lambast them, and then, you know, anything can happen. But until I see that there's, with this team, and until I see Jeremy Pruitt, you know, really coach some games, I'm always going to have that float in the back of my head, as hyped as I may be about football's start, because yeah, I mean, football's awesome. But
Swain mentioned he's excited to see the transformation on the football field in terms of the way that guys look and how strong and in shape they are, the transformation in the weight room translate to the field. And Chris Rump told a story, funny story yesterday, that when he first got here, when he would have the guys over to his house, he was comfortable with his players having their shirts off in front of his wife. But then he said, now he doesn't want the players having their shirts off in front of his wife. He said they're too juiced up. They're too jacked up. They can't be having their shirts off in front of his wife. So he was excited to see the weight room gains and excited to see those translate to the field as well.
The exact word that he used multiple times in that answer, because I asked that question.
Yep, you did ask that question.
You know, how's the strength and conditioning going for the defense? And he said, unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
He said that four or five times.
And I... Just judging from what I know of Chris Rump so far, he doesn't just throw that around where he just is, you know, you're unbelievable. I don't think that he tells guys that all the time. So I think that's high praise. I'm excited to see what they look like. Because if coaches are saying that now, I can't wait to see what these boys got.
Not a big surprise that we have a lot of commitments there in the interior of the defense. So defensive linemen, linebackers, or edge rushers. Because when you're around a guy like Chris Rump, you can just tell. You can just tell the dude is authentic. And I think he's going to get the best out of the players that he's going to coach. Players that are talented but didn't really do much in their first couple years, I think Chris Rump is going to be able to get the most out of them. Because he's going to care for him. And when I said that Tennessee, all they needed was a good football coach who's a good person, this is what I was talking about. Because if you have a head coach that's a good football coach, and at the end of the day he's a good person, he cares about the players, he's going to attract assistant coaches who believe the same thing that he believes. And Chris Rump said he had a chance to stay at Florida. He did not say what Andy said, but he said he had a chance to stay at Florida. But it was Pruitt and the guys that he was attracting that Chris Rump wanted to be a part of. He wanted to be a part of what was going on in Tennessee because of the caliber of assistant coaches that Rump was going to be working with. You have that group of coaches who believe all the same thing. And they all are treating their players like that. Mm-hmm. Not just as football players, but as men, trying to develop as men. What do you think is going to happen on the football field when the times get tough? They're going to want to play not only for themselves, but they're going to want to play for each other, and they're going to want to play for their coaches. They're going to run through a brick wall for these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And so you factor that into whether or not, you know, they're going to be 7-5 or 6-6 or whatever. Man, if it's even, if the talent's even, or there's a slight difference as far as the opponent being a little bit better, the fact that your team will run through a brick wall for the head coach and for the coaching staff may give you the advantage. It really, really, really may do that. So, can't wait to see how Craig Fitzgerald, what he's done with this strength and conditioning program, these coaches getting a hold of these players, showing them that they love them and they care about them, and seeing how these guys will react and respond to all the new changes. Looking forward to seeing that. All right, let's get back to the phones.
We got Big Orange Unit.
Oh, okay.
Big Orange Unit. I wasn't ready, man. I'm just
Did you
saying.
Think I was going to say something else?
I just wasn't ready, man. Big Orange Unit, good morning.
What's up, Jay? How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, man. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, I've got a couple of questions and a question and some statements. First of all, I'm upset because I think the University of or Ohio State, excuse me, and ESPN owes the Tennessee fans an apology for saying the things they did about Tennessee running, not wanting Greg Schiano. You've got somebody that coaches or that won't even let him be the interim head coach, and you want him to be a head coach in the SEC? I don't know what they're thinking. If he's not good enough to be their interim head coach, he's sure not good enough to be at Tennessee, period.
Hey, I understand exactly what you're saying. I saw a quote from an article up there from Cleveland that said, whether you agree with Tennessee fans or not, the fact that Greg Schiano has the baggage, has the clout is the reason why he was not the interim head coach. And that is exactly why Tennessee fans, most of Tennessee fans, did not want Graciano as their head coach. Tennessee had just got past the Title IX situation, the Title IX problems. And it's been 10 years of wandering in the wilderness, 10 years of drama with the basketball program, football program, this bonehead move, this bonehead move, and Tennessee fans got tired of it. You look at what Graciano did with Tampa Bay and all the underhanded stuff he did with his players, not being trusted. That was the wrong coach for this job at this time.
And I don't think we mentioned it yesterday. Think about this. If Graciano is your head coach right now, and this report comes out that a bunch of assistant coaches knew about what was going on, what is everybody saying about Graciano? Everyone is wondering, oh, did Graciano know about this and he didn't say anything? Did Graciano know? You know that that's what everyone would be talking about. Mm-hmm. What a dodge bullet. What a dodge bullet.
See, I live in Chattanooga, so all these front-running Georgia fans and Alabama fans need to apologize, too, for acting an idiot. But here's the question I have, Jason.
Yes, sir.
There's two recruits that committed to Ohio State from Tennessee. Do you think that Pruitt will go after those guys now this issue that they have with Ohio State?
I do. I think Pruitt will go after whoever he needs to go after to help win. So, yes, Ohio State has those issues going on. I think everybody's going to go after those Ohio State recruits.
Especially Kane Patterson.
Yeah.
And because the big reason Kane Patterson ended up committing to Ohio State was because of Urban Meyer and his relationship that they had established. He mentioned several times that they text all the time, they talk all the time, and he wasn't really feeling Ohio State as much as he ended up doing so until Urban Meyer kind of really inserted himself into that recruitment.
Oh, you guys have a good day. I appreciate you taking my call.
Hey, thank you, Big Orange. Yeah?
Big Orange what?
Big Orange Unit. Big Orange Unit is the name there.
It's not what you thought I was going to say.
I just wasn't ready. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, sir. 865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Ohio State is going to use a special six-person group to lead this independent investigation into whether or not Urban Meyer knew about the domestic violence in 2015. He is now on paid administrative leave. Does that mean Ohio State gives them time to cover up things? Does it give them time to figure out how to make sure Urban Meyer is back and shift all the blame somewhere else? Or are they really going to do their job? And if they find that Urban Meyer knew, are they going to hold him accountable and let him go? We shall see. I wonder how long it's going to take. The season starts in about 4 weeks. 4 weeks. So what is Ohio State going to do? We'll be keeping close eye on Urban Meyer for the next few days. Maybe it takes a couple weeks. Who knows? Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Hour one of the Swain Event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can. Because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike, between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Up goes your car in
insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799. Gentlemen, get back in the game. Did you know that one out of every three men over 40 may have low testosterone? Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. Do you know your numbers? Well, I know my numbers. Low T Center made it quick and easy. I walked in, I took a simple blood test, and I knew my result in about 20 minutes. Their service is even covered by most health insurance. So give them a call, 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388. 1388, or go to lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Big Orange football is better alongside another Tennessee tradition, Mrs. Grissom's Salad. Mrs. Grissom's ready-made snacks and meals are perfect for game day. Crowd favorites like the select pimento cheese and cranberry pecan chicken salad are delicious and easy to grab and go right from the grocery store. Going to the game? Visit Mrs. Grissom's in Vol Village for the must-have panini grilled pimento cheese hot dog. Man, select the best. Select Tennessee's own Mrs. Grissom's.
I'm Vince Moore, wide receiver, VFL 1991, and you're listening to the Swain Event.
Today's lunch special at Dead End Barbecue is the bacon wrap, shrimp and grits, a saute of Cajun grilled smoked sausage, bacon wrapped shrimp atop creamy cheese grits, wild boar sauce, and garnished with green onions. That is today's lunch special at Dead End Barbecue. Then it's also served with a fresh side of salad greens. Yesterday, Jeremy Pruitt talked about the four-man quarterback battle. Whoa, whoa, wait a minute now. Four-man quarterback battle.
He and Tyson Helton both mentioned, whoa, they emphasized, it's not just two guys. It's four guys, and they're all going to get an equal opportunity.
Yes, I'm happy to announce I have another year of eligibility left at the University of Tennessee, and I will be the fourth-string quarterback.
Whoa. Congrats, Ben.
Whoa. Four-man quarterback battle. Wait a minute. Does that mean there is a third and fourth guy that has a chance to win the job? Wait a minute. I thought it was just between Keller Christ and Jared Guantano. Well, let me tell you what that means, okay? Let me share with you what I think a four-man quarterback battle right now means for Tennessee. Do I think that Will McBride or JT Stroud will be getting reps in the game this season? No, not unless there's injuries. We're talking about reps in fall camp. I remember, I don't know where I heard this from, but I did hear it, that when Pruitt was at Florida State, because Pruitt is now thinking about being a head coach. You went from a position coach, Alabama, you go down to Florida State, you are now defensive coordinator. You start thinking about, man, I'm really one step away from being a head coach. So you start picking up things from Jimbo Fisher. You start picking up things that help you become a head coach. You start making a notebook. Okay, this is what I would do if I had my own program. You start picking up things. And one thing that he picked up from Jimbo Fisher is that Jimbo Fisher made sure that all his quarterbacks got reps during fall camp and as much as possible. Because if you're not getting reps as a quarterback, you start thinking about transferring.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a young quarterback and you come in, because everyone thinks they're going to play early. Everyone. You come in and you have this thought, okay, I'm going to come in, I'm going to do exactly what I did in high school, I'm going to be the guy. Well, if you're getting involved, if you're getting reps, you feel good. You feel like you're a part of the team. You feel like you are part of the game plan. You have a fair opportunity to win the job. Again, you have a fair opportunity to win the job if you're getting reps. If you're not getting reps, there's no chance you're playing. So to cut down on a ton of transfers at the quarterback position, now you may still have them, but to cut down on maybe the rate that they're leaving, you include everyone. I don't think I ever stopped to pay attention to the amount of Florida State quarterbacks that were leaving. But I know they were leaving like Alabama, and I know during Jimbo Fisher's high time there, he was recruiting lights out, just like Alabama. There was a time where Florida State had more NFL players in that 3 or 4 year span than any other team in the country.
He was doing at Florida State what he's doing at Texas A&M right now.
I mean, he was lighting it up. And so what I think the recruit is doing is saying, yeah, everyone's going to get equal reps across the board. Number one, you get better. How do you get better if you're sitting there watching? Number two, you reduce the transfer rate at the quarterback position. And number three, you keep the one and two guys, you keep them honest. You keep them looking over their shoulder. When I went to practice during the spring, you really couldn't tell who was a walk-on guy, who was a first-team guy. Everyone was getting reps. Very, very efficient. Everyone was getting reps. Go, 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 go. Now, at some point, when you're preparing for West Virginia, there's no way you can give JT Stroud the same number of first-team reps as the first-team quarterback. But he can still get reps.
With the second and third team.
You can still get reps. But your reps with Marquez Callaway will not be the same reps as Jerry Guantano or Kayla Chris. Your reps with Trey Smith or Brandon Kennedy are not the same as Jerry Guantano and Kayla Chris. So I would not read into that as if JT Stroud or Will McBride is going to be your starting quarterback. But I like the approach. How do you get better? How do you, if you're JT Stroud, how do you get better for next year? Well, you got to get reps. Even when you're playing or when you're not playing. You got to prepare yourself like you're going to be a starter. Attaboy, coming up next.
Hour one of the Swain event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
There is a 30% chance of rain today, mostly cloudy, with a high of 85 and a low of 69. A 40% chance of rain tomorrow, partly sunny, with a high of 88 and a low of 70. Sunday, the potential for showers sticks around at 40% with a high in the upper 80s. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
It's almost football time in Tennessee, which means it's time to get geared up at Alumni Hall. Find the best selection of Nike Golf,
Tommy Bahama, and all those retro logos you love. Don't forget about your game day crew. Plenty of selection for the ladies, the little balls, and to upgrade their tailgate. Shop now at one of their six convenient locations in Tennessee or 24/7 at alumnihall.com. VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swaino, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The shredder personifies what we are going to do to opposing defenses. The berry punch and activator will light up the scoreboard. And in case we need to go into overtime, the pure recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swaino, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The chocolate gladiator and the chocolate shredder with the scoop of peanut butter. Oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip by Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious. TK.
Don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
I like your style. You remind me of a young me.
Failure is not an option.
That boy is good.
Don't remind yourself. Nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Attaboy.
Swain and Vint here on a beautiful Friday, about 6 minutes until the top of the hour. It's Attaboy, and Attaboy is brought to you by Premier Surgical and PremierSurgical.com.
Having surgery can be overwhelming. Fortunately, the Premier Office-Based Surgery Center in Knoxville offers a convenient and affordable option for surgical care. They have skilled surgeons, friendly staff. They're state certified and accredited, and their facilities are designed with your comfort in mind. So if you are in need of any surgical procedures, make sure you visit PremierSurgeryPackages.com now, and they can most likely help you out. That's Premier Surgical Associates, expertise you can trust. I have just two quick attaboys, one attaboy to Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. Hoo boy, they are finally just going to go one-on-one, straight up, for reportedly, although this is not totally confirmed, $10 million in essentially a winner-take-all match.
They're going to donate it to charity.
Yes,
right?
It's that's what it's really for. It's going to take place over Thanksgiving weekend at Shadow Creek Golf Course in Las Vegas. Phil Mickelson confirmed it yesterday. Both guys are playing this weekend in the WGC, the Invitational. And I am very excited. I mean, this is basically, you know, 2 decades in the works. And I'm excited that it's happening. And just a quick second attaboy to media friend Chad Withrow at 104.5 The Zone yesterday. He got Dan Wolkin to do what Dan Wolkin refused to do with us. and got him on the show. And Withrow held Dan's feet to the fire. Thank you. Thank you, Chad. You're a hero to all Tennessee fans and Tennessee media alike, because it sounded like Dan did exactly to Withrow what Dan did to me. He told Withrow to call him, and we'll talk about it. But you can't talk about what we talk about publicly. No, Dan, I'm not going to do that. I want you to come on the radio and talk to me about it. Dan refused, and Withrow confronted him about it on the show. It was great. Huge attaboy to him.
My attaboy goes to Chris Rump and the media moment yesterday, because this football team over the last couple of years, they have been stripped of having people around them that's going to help them be better men, better husbands, better fathers. A football coach can help you be a better player. Easy. But yesterday, when Chris Rump was asked about his role as an assistant coach, he gave an unbelievable answer. And we don't have enough time, because we got to take a break in another minute. But after touchdown turnover, I want to play the clip that when we had Al Wilson on in November. And Al Wilson does not do media, okay? He just does not do it. I've had him on two times in the 4 years I've done this thing. He does not do it. And when he does, usually it's here. That's why you don't hear from Al Wilson much. But we had Al on for 18 minutes. And it's ironic, because when Al Wilson got to talking, things started happening on Rocky Top. People started getting fired. People started getting hired. When Al Wilson came on the show and dropped 18 minutes of just pure greatness.
John Curry was fired literally an hour.
Yeah,
after
that,
we
that
had
same
Al
day.
Wilson.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. So go to SwainEvent.com, look at the blog, and I compare what Chris Rump said to the Al Wilson clip, and you'll see exactly why Chris Rump is the answer to Al Wilson's prayers. Touchdown turnover coming up next. Stay with us.